Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Some giants in the building as well. Maybe not the best optics for Cam Scadabo, who's injured, and Abdul Carter, who is, being dragged yesterday for all the stuff that we talked about with sleeping through the meetings or the walkthrough. Maybe not the best optics for the Giants last night.
Was Abdul awake? I'm just checking. And by the way, why not just have Cam go off the top rope, do a little Macho Man, maybe do a little Hogan, leg drop or a little Bundy splash? All right, listen, so... I mean, I don't want to be the buzz killer around here. That's dumb.
Which
by Cam Scadabo.
Having Cam involved.
Yeah,
in
like the Abdul Carter stuff is different. Like, he made a mistake and we hit that, and that's a bigger picture in terms of Giants culture, and we've talked about that. We will continue to talk about that. And I know we deleted some tweets. I don't think it was a good look. I'm not a fan of the way he's starting his Giants career. The Cam Scadabo, but you're a grown man. You can go out to Monday Night Raw. So that doesn't really bother me that he was out there at all.
He's been everywhere. He was at UFC. It seems Cam has been everywhere. And for those of you who don't know what the hell we're talking about, Cam Scadabo and some Giants, including Abdul Carter, were at Monday Night Raw last night in the first row, and they had a little scripted altercation in which you saw Scadabo get in one of the wrestlers' faces and then got pushed back.
Yes, he did. And that's the problem. And that's the problem. Listen, and it was obviously scripted, as you said. And, you know, I think. Is it real, Dad? I was my grandmother to the day that she passed away. May God rest her soul. She really, truly thought wrestling was real. Either way, I thought that there was a chance that and I didn't know Carter was going to go, but once I heard that Cam Scadabo was going to be in attendance, I thought there was a chance that they'd write him into the script. I thought it would be a little bit more physically innocuous. And again, I'm not here to be the buzzkill or holier than thou or the headmaster or the dean of discipline. But, dude, use common sense. I mean, the last time we saw Cam Scadabo in a New York Giants uniform, his ankle was pointed in the absolute wrong direction. It was hanging by thread. Okay, so his season is over. I hope that he's able to regain his career. Most doctors think that he will. I'll trust them. But that was a heinous, grotesque, very problematic injury. And, you know, it's not so much that he was sitting ringside or that there was a little push or that there was scripted stuff. It's there are certain things that you still can't script. Say it, the force, and maybe I'm overthinking this too much, all right? But the force, I don't even know who pushed him back.
I forget. Hoff, maybe you could check that out.
He's on the phone, whoever it was. Yeah. I guess it's fairly insignificant, but his shove was fairly
hard.
It
was Dom Mysterio who pushed
him.
Pushed him, yeah.
That's right. So, like, when Cam pushed Dom, it had some force behind it. It gave him a good shove. Now, Dom, of course, handed up, and it went flipping and flying backwards, somersault to the ring, and then he came back and he shoved Scadabo. So all those things are written within the script, but here's a question. You know, like, what happens if there's a little beer or a little water or a little seltzer on the garden floor, and he slips, and he loses control? Like, I am... again, I'm not mad. I'm not trying to ruin the young man's life. Have fun, man. You're young. Go for it. But there's certain things you can't control. It's not a hamstring. Your ankle was hanging off. I don't think that was smart last night at all. I'm sorry.
Okay, before I dive into my thoughts on this specific incident, remember with Malik Nabers, wasn't there, was that last year?
That was the concert.
Right.
After the concussion.
Right after he was concussed.
Yes.
Showing up at a concert. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I get you got to live your life, but when you get hurt like that and you're out and you can't perform for your team in season, is it the best thing to do to be all over social media and all up in the videos and the concerts and all this stuff? So, I optically, it just doesn't add up to me. But then I have to say, okay, well, they're young kids. You're not going to prevent them from living their life. It's just a hard time. Hey, if you can't play football and do your job with a concussion while you at a concert. And now with Scadaboo, seeing him at UFC, okay, that was one thing. Oh, hey, there's Cam Scadaboo. Seen him wheel around on the, and he had that last night. We saw him backstage. Mm-hmm. You know, Hoff's son got a picture with him. So we saw Scadaboo, and he was there wheeling around on his cart. But I would be lying to you if I said I wasn't shocked that he got pushed.
Him pushing,
fair enough. Him pushing, whatever.
But I don't even love that.
Fair enough, because it's
your
physical.
Foot slips.
You're involved in a physical, while it is, even if it is scripted, you're right, it's physical nature. Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid he got hurt again doing that. Now, it's not the first time we saw this. We saw Halliburton do something.
Against Brunson.
I don't remember the Brunson, but Halliburton, I think, showed up at one of the events right after tearing his Achilles.
Is that timing definitely true?
I'm not 100% sure.
I remember that the Brunson,
but that was different.
Before he hurt his Achilles,
right.
So he went back after he hurt his Achilles.
But he showed up.
Okay.
But I don't think there was anything physical.
Well, I mean, that's the point. This guy's written into the script.
Right, it's one thing if you're there. It's another thing to say, hey, do you mind if we get involved in a little scrum?
Let me ask you a question. So, again, Cam Scadaboo he's almost like a cult superhero figure. And like, if he didn't get hurt and it wasn't so gruesome, he projected this impenetrable force, like he was beyond destruction.
Correct.
Even though, of course, we know he's not, he's a human being.
I think he believes.
Which we all love and we all respect. So maybe it's a little different. Middle round running back. He's going to be. What if that was Jackson Dart? What if Jackson Dart, God forbid, had that kind of an ankle injury, and Jackson Dart, a month after that surgery, is being shoved ringside at the Garden?
Well, Jackson Dart, I'm sure he could have gone. And by the way, he might be on track to play this week. The last that I was reading, maybe it's sounding good.
Yeah, I think he's
going to
play.
That. Okay, so that means he's getting healthier, right? Well, who's his best bot on the team? Isn't it Scadaboo?
His boy Cam.
So why wasn't Dart? Why didn't he feel the need to go there and be front row
last night? I would like to think that Mr. Dart is in the playbook at the facility till midnight doing what young quarterbacks
do. Now, a little bit different because Scadaboo out for...
100%.
Okay, but Abdul Carter's not. So current players who are playing this week, I mean, I think Carter's going to be playing. Who knows if he's suspended or what, for what other walkthrough he may miss. But other players... Like, Dart could have gone last night and could have showed up, but he, for whatever reason, I guess, chose not to. And Scadaboo could have gone and just not chose to get physical. I don't think it's a huge deal, but when you think about the optics of it, where the Giants are at, I don't even, like, they're walking around with the championship belt. You're 2-0.
Championship belt? You're one of the second worst teams in football.
They had the Giants championship belt.
I did.
They're 2-9.
How dusty is that thing?
It's just not optics.
It's a bad look.
Yeah, exactly. Optics do matter in today's world.
Yeah.
It's a bad look. Then on top of that, it's a unnecessary risk that you would take by getting involved in even the smallest of physical storylines.
Culture is a very broad term, and we try to get a sense of like when culture is shifting, whether it was Tom Thibodeau early with the Knicks or what Aaron Glenn tried to do with the Jets here in year one. Does anybody think the Giants culture is good? Now, again, last night is just a little teeny tiny thing, but and again, I used the word optics yesterday.
Yeah.
You just used it. I try to stay away from that word because sometimes it's lazy, although it's certainly applicable here. I'm not saying you're saying it's lazy, nor how I used it yesterday. I did think it fit, but it's just so broad. Culture, this or that, whatever, or optics. It does matter. I mean, you got number 3 overall pick sleeping at the facility. Your team stinks. You've given up 4 fourth quarter leads that you've blown. The head coach got whacked. For some reason, the defensive coordinator should have been whacked. He's still here. For some reason, the GM, who hopefully is going to get whacked, is still here. And you got a guy on a scooter whose ankle was surgically repaired. It's probably got 9 screws in it, hanging up by a thread, getting pushed by Rey Mysterio. Come on, man.
Well, Dom Mysterio.
I mean, Dom Mysterio.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio was
he
there.
Won. Did he win that?
That's right. All right, BT and Sal, all the fan, our friends at Town Fair Tyree. It actually is sad how far the Giants have fallen. To your point, it's not just about last night. It just doesn't seem to end with this team. Even when they try to do something fun, because of their record and what's gone on the last several years, it's just hard to believe how far the Giants have fallen. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Peter in North Jersey starts us off. What's up, Peter?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. What's going on? You can't pop what you're saying right now. I mean, I understand you're trying to come, you know, with a certain angle on this, but there's no way you two actually believe that optically this thing is bad. And you even just admitted yourself that the word gets overused. This was a fun thing. You got shocked because of the simple fact that that's what the WWE lives and dies by, shocking people with people who show up and do this.
Yeah, but just, I get that, Pete. You have kids, yes or no? You have kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. How many? I don't know how old they are, but mine are 9 and 10. And even now, a little bit, like they're messing around, they're playing, and they're having fun. I'm like, guys, it's going to go from fun to bad very quick if you hit your head on the corner of the table or you try to carry your sister with one arm and you slip. And you, like, I get it. I'm all about having fun. I'm not against the fun. I'm not the fun police.
That's
the WWE script. That doesn't mean that the Giants have to adhere to it.
Yeah, but the NFL's adhering to it. You watch all these games. You can't tell me that there's not a chance that they're trying as hard as they can to get some level
you're conflating multiple items. I appreciate the call. And you don't agree, and that's fine. We respect that. But you just completely hijacked, and what you said makes no sense. Because we're not talking about the officiating or the level of effort on Sundays or Monday nights from the NFL players or the bad refereeing or the officiating. We're talking about a guy who's still in a scooter and, again, whose ankle had to be surgically reconnected, getting pushed by somebody who's about 250 pounds. And it's number one, it's not a good look, but more importantly, could have gotten hurt.
Correct. I mean, simplify it. I'm saying I don't think it's a big deal. I'm not going to go nuts. Maybe BT feels more strong about it, but you have to go based off of the facts. A, not a good look for either Abdul Carter or Cam Scataboo to be there involved. Carter shouldn't have been there, period. And Scataboo shouldn't have been involved in any physical script. Here's the other fact. Okay, wrestling is scripted, right? We know that. Like, the storylines are scripted. Do wrestlers ever get hurt?
Hey, think about when Jake the Snake Roberts got smacked with that with the guitar by the Honky Tonk Man. They thought it was gimmick. They basically broke his neck. He had a concussion for like 5 months.
Wrestlers get hurt all the time. Now, obviously, it wasn't like Scataboo was in the ring doing backflips off the top rope. However, he got pushed pretty good.
Yeah, that's WrestleMania, by the way, when he's jumping off the top rope.
Yeah, okay.
They're going to write him into the script more.
Maybe. I'm just saying, let's not pretend like he couldn't on a bad leg that is in a boot, so much so that he's got to have a scooter to get around. He got shoved really good. It could have. It wasn't, thankfully. It could have been bad. There's no need to put yourself in that spot. Mm-hmm. That's the point. Why do that? Why even put yourself in a predicament like that? Have somebody else. Have Abdul Carter get pushed. What, was he afraid of the contact? Maybe. I mean,
he'll get near Mysterio, and then he'll breathe on him, and he won't be able to push him.
They went with Cam Scataboo in the storyline because he's the badass tough guy.
Yeah.
Well, big bad Abdul Carter, number 3 pick, who's actually healthy. They didn't want anybody breathing on a wrestler or sniffing him. That's what Abdul Carter does best. He breathes and sniffs quarterbacks instead of sacking them. So they wanted somebody who could actually get physical, so they go to Cam Scataboo. But it's just optically not good. Does it mean the Giants? Look, you guys can paint it any rosy way that you want. The Giants have been, and this is putting it kindly, an embarrassment of an organization for years.
Yeah.
And it just continues to be bad for a variety of reasons.
I also think that both young men, and they are young men, I think they got bad advice. You know, if I'm Abdul Carter's reps, I'm going to call him out. I'm going to call him out and say, listen, Abdul, let's probably lay out tonight. It's been a rough day. you know, not that we're not going to get past this. We'll figure a way around it, and, you know, we'll be fine with the Giants, and the Giants will eventually be fine with us. But probably not the best thing to show up there tonight at Monday Night Raw at the Garden. That's number one.
He showed up on time. He was early for that.
Yeah, he was ready to roll. And then Cam, you know, Cam's reps should have probably been like, all right, listen, Cam, if you're going to go there, you know, listen, you can't practice. You don't have any use to the Giants now. Just don't get physically touched, nor should you push anybody.
I mean, is that
think
too
about
much
the ass? Force. Now, I know that people hear, no, it's not. I know people hear this like, oh, God. And I'm a little bit more, I'm not going nuts, but I'm even a little bit more than you. Mm-hmm. Some people are hearing this saying, oh, what an overreaction. Guys, think about, it wasn't like a love tap, right? Or it wasn't like they were just yelling in each other's face. When you shove somebody, the energy that you, like, if you really do it, which Cam Scataboo did, like, there's, especially when you haven't done much in the last month, there's an element of physical unpredictability that your ankle has not had since before it got hurt. It's just an unnecessary risk.
By the way, I don't even have a problem with Cam shoving Mysterio. I have the issue with the shove back because you, if you go back and watch it, and again, I was there. I saw it. They were sitting right across from us. If you, it turned into a scrum. Like, Cam got pushed back to a point where I don't think he was expecting that type of shove, and then who knows what could happen behind you.
Uh-huh.
It just, there's just no need for
it. Can't control it at that point.
We're not, look, the bigger deal is that the Giants suck. That's the bigger deal. The bigger deal is Joe Shane. The bigger deal is who's going to be the next head coach. We all understand those are the bigger issues. But on top of all that, with your star running back who can't play because he has a significant injury, he's out for the year, do you need to see him scrumming it up with one of the wrestlers on Monday Night Raw?
Of course not.
Rich is in Tom's River. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. You guys hit everything I'm saying. I agree with you guys 100%. I have two things to say real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is, obviously, you know, they're terrible and it's a terrible look, but I got a question for you guys. Who signs off on this? Like Mara, Shane?
No.
Like, who signs off on
this? I don't think either one of them are involved. I think it's the representation for Cam and Abdul Carter. I think it's totally independent of the Giants. Totally. And it should be. They're grown men, but you have to have better judgment.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one more question, guys, and I know you, Sal kind of said this. Like, let's say they were 8-2 or 7-3 or whatever in a playoff run. He's having a great year. He went out there last night, got shoved, and broke his ankle. Could you imagine what you guys would have started with today?
Oh,
like, it's just crazy. I mean, this team is sucking my soul, man, and sucking my soul. And my 7-year-old, like, I don't know what to do. But the Yankees, we'll talk about in the spring, but, like, they're sucking everything I have left out of me.
Yeah.
We'll get to the Yankees later, actually, because it's a big day with Trent Grisham. Whoa. And decision day. It's 4 p.m.
Come on. And there's a lot of hot stuff. Don't sign that, Trent.
A lot of hot stuff we'll get into. Look, the Giants did have that years ago with Plaxico Burress spending a night out shooting himself.
Yep.
Literally shooting himself.
Yes.
And torpedoing the Giants postseason.
Correct.
In the process. So it has happened before. And even that I would advise, well, you want players to go have fun in the nightlife and all that. But, I mean, there are certain things you just shouldn't be doing. There's common sense. And I don't, like, this is not going to a club with a gun in your pants, certainly. But it just, when you're hurt, do you think it's a good idea to get involved in any kind of physical nature to a point where you're legitimately getting shoved? You could say it's scripted and fake. That was a real shove.
Yeah.
And when you get shoved and you get off balance, you don't know what could happen from there when you're dealing with a busted up ankle.
Yeah, and the last time Cam Scataboo had any real balance was before he got hurt. And, you know, in that moment of, you know, falling backwards a little bit, he's asking, and again, I know that this sounds a little bit too literal or too much for some. That's fine. I stand by it. In that moment when he's falling backwards, you're asking your body to do something it hasn't done in a while. That's dangerous.
Yeah, and protect you on one foot. Either way, let's get one more in.
These Giants.
Nick is in Tom's River. What's up, Nick?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
You know, we could talk about... You know, we can talk about how bad the Giants are, the 2-9 and the optics of all this. You know, but I got to be honest with you. If I'm John Mara this morning, you know, before I'm going to get my health taken care of, I got both those guys in my office and being like, what is wrong with you? You know, we're 2-9. You almost had a decapitated ankle, and you, who I'm paying for half a sack, who wanted LT's number, you're embarrassing not only the organization, myself. If you guys have any inclination of playing on our team longer, cut it. Stop it.
Not a good look.
I gotta tell you,
not a good look.
The Giants have sucked more than my soul. I gotta tell you that.
Man, that is a theme.
Wow. And thank you for the call, Nick. That was a pretty good call. And there's been a lot of callers using the term sucking lately.
And soul.
Sucking wind, sucking the soul.
That's true.
All that stuff. Yeah, and those are things obviously we could say on the air. Yeah, and it all adds up to a point where why we say bad optics is you think the Giant fans, we were sitting next to some people, big sports, oh man, this is a huge deal. Can't believe this. People already going nuts online. You think Giant fans who have had it up to here with this team for however many years, especially this year, and all the disappointment and embarrassment and the 2-9 record, you think they want to sit there and watch John Cena's last Monday Night Raw at the Garden and see their guys? First of all, nobody wants to see Abdul Carter, period, yesterday after all that went on. You don't want to see his face. That's how disgusted you are with his performance and his antics. And then see Scadaboo getting shoved. It's just, that's why optics does pertain in this particular case.
I got to be honest with you. I don't even want to see Aaron Judge when the Yankees get booted from the playoffs at the Garden.
Good point.
I don't want to see it.
The Ranger game or Knick game?
That was a Knick game, so yeah. I wouldn't have been watching the Rangers. It was obviously the Knicks. I mean, not that you should ever be booed in that situation. I would never do that, but...
Yeah, at least Booney hid. He hid from this season result. He went to another country. You got Judge there showing up for front row at the Garden.
Booney came to the St. John's game last year. He's probably saying, it's going to be a little softer landing here. It's not the Knicks, but he got a decent reception. That was after they lost in the World Series. But, again, I am of the mindset, you know, you do what you want within the realm of being responsible and not putting your team at a worse spot. From either a PR or an optical perspective. And I just think they wildly swung and missed last night. I'm so surprised that Abdul Carter didn't get better advice. Like, it just shows me a lack of awareness.
But and even they are young kids.
No, I know. That's why I'm not trying to crush them, man. Some of the things I did at their age, my God, that would have been like going to church, what they did last night.
Yeah,
some of the things I did. I get it. I understand. But even if Carter's reps didn't go, you know, kind of weigh in, he probably should have had that checkpoint within himself. Like, it's been a rough couple days here. Let me just lay out. He chose not to. Not trying to crush them. I'm just saying it's a bad look. And if I'm the Giants, bigger picture, it really does speak to their sloppiness and the circus that the Giants have become.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So I didn't get to watch it on TV, and I'm just watching a clip now that you just retweeted. And one of the guys, not Dom Mysterio, the other dude that was there, was going face-to-face with Scataboo and goes, "You guys going to play defense for the first time this season?"
Oh, yes! I read that. And something about championships was said, like, you guys even... Something like, you guys know... How many can you even count? Or it's been so long.
Like, yeah, that's all. Let's see if we can hear this. That's where he shoved him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it got into a little bit. You guys going to play defense? And they did say something about the wins. Hard to really hear there. You retweeted that video, so I'm sure people have seen it. And then, to be fair, after watching it a 15th time here, Cam does the heavy lifting with the push himself.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get pushed, really. There was more of a scrum, and I think it was kind of a working push, if you could, you know what I'm saying? Like they were.
Well, of course, you know. But,
wasn't like he got pushed back. Now, he was getting tossed a little bit around in the scrum to where things could happen.
At that moment, was Cam Scataboo completely in control of his body? My answer is no, and I watched it again.
No.
Exactly.
No.
All it takes is somebody to step on your foot. I mean, I know that this sounds like a reach for some.
Yeah, what's happening to you, BT? You've become such a softy now.
Oh, man.
I can't even partake in a wrestling event, for goodness sake.
I'm all for it, kid. Man. Come on. You know, I love wrestling, dude. I just want to see this young man resume his career, and I don't want any setbacks here. Because, you know, all kidding aside for a moment, if there is a setback to Cam Scataboo, he's got problems next year. Like, when you look at the timeline for his recovery and the prognosis, right? It's pretty favorable, provided there's no setbacks. Like, it's kind of cutting it a little close here. It's not like Cam Scataboo is going to be doing, squats or sprints in a month or so. He's going to, the clock's ticking to get back for week one. It's just, it was dumb. That's
also,
all I'm saying.
Also, the one thing that I would say about Scataboo, and who doesn't love him? He's become, a cult hero, whatever, phenomenon, without even really doing much. He hasn't done much, right? I know we've seen him for how many games? Yeah, he burst onto the scene, but we love his toughness and all that stuff. There's a reason why I believe that he dropped to where he did in the draft. And it's not an inability to stay healthy, but he plays a brand of football that is just, it's dangerous. We love it as fans, but we talk about Jackson Dart being reckless. And I know one's a quarterback, one's a running back, but the idea that you could rely on Cam Scataboo to be physically healthy throughout a long career, I'm not so sure that that's the case when you play the game the way that he does, and there is no dialing him back because that's what makes him Cam Scataboo.
Yeah, well, and listen, that's why, I don't know if this is a great comparison here, but that's why I didn't get too annoyed when Tommy DeVito and his agent were, selling whether it was sauce or hitting pizzeria. Yeah. I mean, listen, you get one time to maximize this stage.
That was painfully corny. This was just different. You could be.
I know it was, but my point being, like, I never really thought DeVito was going to be any good, like a relevant, 8 to 10 year NFL quarterback figure. So what I'm saying is make the money while you can. And based on, the way Cam plays football, it's similar. It applies to him as well. And when you in terms of going out there and trying to maximize that exposure and, you're in the spotlight here, I get it. I'm trying to be balanced with this, but there's, to your point about how he plays, there's no rules to protect Cam Scataboo. At least there's rules in place to protect Josh Allen, Jackson Dart, Mahomes, quarterbacks. When you're a running back, I mean, when was the last time you saw a flag thrown helmet to helmet on a linebacker to a running back? Never. Now, I got news for you. It happens every single play.
Yeah, the good news is most of the punishing in a Cam Scadaboo collision is coming from Cam Scadaboo, not from the opponent. But still, think about it this way when you go big picture from last night. WWE wakes up today, and they're in heaven seeing all the stuff in New York sports talk about the Giants being there and the attention that they're getting outside of what they would normally get on social media. We led the show with it because it involved the Giants and Cam Scadaboo. So WWE eating that up. What do the Giants get out of it? More embarrassment. Who benefits from a Giants perspective? Not that it's going to do harm to the organization because they've already done as much harm as you possibly can, but who's benefiting? Abdul Carter, because you got to see front row John Cena and get involved to get his face on camera a little bit. Cam Scadaboo, same thing. Outside of those guys individually, does this help the New York Giants football brand?
No, it makes it a lot worse. And even if it's unfair to an extent, what it does, it reinforces the belief that many of us have that the Giants have no internal leadership. You know, whether it's veteran players holding Abdul Carter accountable, whether it's the former head coach, who is obviously no longer here, not holding Abdul Carter accountable, like, it just seems like a very lawless, that's a little strong, but you know what I mean, like a lawless environment, like the Giants are just kind of drifting at sea, and they're bouncing from this wave to that wave to this wave, the engine's broken, they've got no oars, like, they're just kind of bouncing around in the night with no real leadership. And that's a problem. And just to show you that I'm consistent with this, and it's not just about piling on the Giants because they've been trash for years and they're 2-9 and everybody's going to get fired and they stink. If this was Cam Schlittler, if this was Ben Rice, I'd say the same exact thing.
If they were banged up, you're saying same situation. Yeah.
100%.
Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus, now streaming on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season now, streaming only on Paramount Plus.
So hold on one sec. Yeah. Alf's got a little question.
I understand the whole side about Scadaboo and Abdul Carter, specifically Scadaboo because he's hurt. But take away the injury aspect of it. Like, what about when, like, the Jets go to an Islanders game and you see them chugging beers and stuff like that on the, you know, at a game and stuff like that? Isn't that somewhat the same idea, too? Like, they're being a little reckless?
No, as long as they're not driving. Just get it. As long as you got that Uber revving up.
They're probably getting intoxicated.
No, it's totally different. It's the same. They're allowed to drink.
You can't be into a push fight with a fake push
fight. You know it's not the same.
But is it
close?
It was a little bit of a physical thing for a guy who's hurt. No, we wouldn't even be talking about it if he were 100% healthy. It'd be, oh, did you see that? That was pretty cool. Cam Scadaboo there. Nobody would be making an issue about it. The other thing is the other guy he was there with, Abdul Carter, just got in trouble.
Yes.
Just reprimanded by the team. The two guys, Scadaboo could do whatever he wants, except get physical because of his injury. Yeah. And Abdul Carter probably should be at least for a week, maybe not.
Just hit the down low, man. Stop tweeting stuff and just show up and answer the questions like a big boy, which you will. Play better, get an actual full sack, and just kind of keep it moving and redirect the narrative here. Listen, I know there's only one Belichick, and it's so easy to reach for his name, but could you imagine if this happened with the Patriots a couple of years ago when they were still even when they were bad, actually, with like Mac Jones at the end of Belichick? Could you imagine that? To me, it's like a blatant disregard for authority, any sort of any awareness for the big picture. It's just, and that to me is how the Giants building has been for far too long.
Were there any Jets there last night? We didn't even get word of that, right?
Yeah, they don't want the Jets to get down.
Why not? The Jets have a better record than the Giants, actually. The Jets are what, 2-8? Giants are 2-9.
The Giants are picking second right now on Tankathon. Jets are fifth. That are based on strength of schedule. They both stink. No, I did not see Justin Fields. He would have probably missed him if he shoved
John,
him.
John in Philadelphia is on the phone. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Regarding the Giants, the one thing they don't suck at is embarrassing their fan base. Living down here in Philadelphia area now, I can't even go to the bus stop and drop my 11-year-old daughter off without these 11-year-old Eagle fans just picking on me. So the Giants just do an unbelievable job of just embarrassing us. But, BT, you just mentioned it. The Giants, I think, bigger issue right now is internally they do not have a leader that is trying to put together a cohesive unit as a leader, as a team, which I think is spelling just a bigger disaster, which could very well lead to the departure of Joe Shane. So be interesting to see. But, yeah, last night, not a good look. Just embarrassing through and through.
If I'm John Mara, and thank you for the call there, John. Appreciate you, buddy. If I am John Mara, this is the last straw. Everybody get out. I mean, go in your office from Shane to whomever else is below him, pack your bags and get out. I'm going with somebody who's done this before. Give me McCarthy. At this point, like, I would even take Nagy. And I was very quick to say no. Yeah. I just need a guy who's done this before. Everybody, leave my building. Your time has expired. Get out.
This would be your breaking point, though.
It's the last thing. It's the last sprinkle on top of the bleep Sunday.
If Abdul Carter were there with Scadaba with no physical altercation, I don't think we'd be making a big deal. We'd probably joke around. Like, is that the best look for Abdul Carter showing up with the championship belt, 2-9? You haven't had a sack all year long. You just got reprimanded. Whatever. That would be the talk, but it wouldn't be a huge deal. So I don't think the idea of Giants going out to a wrestling event is the problem here, which would then say, like, that wouldn't be the breaking point to me. I would have fired all these guys a long time ago because they stink on the field. I'm not letting this be the breaking point.
It's just like it's the last straw, you know. And by the way, they did go, and they were involved physically in the show. And we can sit here and say, well, if Aaron Judge didn't drop a pop-up in Game 5 against the Dodgers, maybe that would have been better. He dropped the pop-up. If Garrett Cole was covering first base or Rizzo did his job, maybe it's different. Well, you know, the alternate universe is interesting to think about, but you have to react to what actually transpired. One guy got lit up by everybody in the media yesterday, didn't bother him at all. I'm going out national TV. Yeah. And the other guy who's scooting around with one foot in the air because the other foot has been dangling with nine screws in it said, yeah, I'm going to push people and get pushed. That tells me they've got, now fear is the wrong word. You're not a 9-year-old kid. But that shows that you have no awareness, of authority, no respect for the greater good. And the more I get into this, like, I kind of wanted to keep it light. Yeah. And I still do. Again, I'm not trying to be crazy here. But, like, as this goes deeper and deeper and deeper, the more I'm like, no, they were even more wrong than I initially thought. Where's the checkpoint? You're a pro athlete, not a high school athlete. You're a pro.
The more I think about it, the more I'm okay with it because Cam, he just misses physicality, right? The dude, it's like for us, like water, oxygen, he needs physicality to keep going. And then with Abdul Carter, you can't blame him because he just wanted to get his hands on somebody. He hasn't touched an opponent all year long. So at least last night in a scripted venue, maybe we found his calling where he got to put his hands on somebody.
Maybe it could be Danny Davis. He could be a referee at some point. Hey, we all miss certain things that we used to have. You ever miss being single? Maybe, but you don't act on it, do you? No, you know the answer to that is no. Let's not push it that far. You know what I'm saying? Think about this. There's all things
just
that we...
Just kidding, for the record.
You know, but I mean, listen,
temptation's a real thing, but you know,
God Almighty, the old bank is good enough.
Speaking of which, there was some good ammo for that last night as well during Raw.
Yeah, who wrestled?
Excuse me, I forget. Hoff, who beat Becky Lynch?
Oh, Becky Lynch lost.
Maxine
won that match.
Yeah,
I was going back and forth. Knicks football.
Maxine was wearing the green.
I know. She was in the corner. Maxine won that match.
She won the title. Yeah, I got to show you
Becky
some pictures
Lynch
that
was
I got firsthand.
Like Hulk Hogan, I thought she was going to run forever.
Hold on. I got to show you this look because we had
pictures
of that. Yes. Look at this one. Hold on. Yeah. This is Maxine, the new women's champion.
That's a sick picture, dude.
Isn't that great?
So she's right in front of you, huh?
Yeah.
Because
we were seated by the entrance.
You got to tweet this picture. You got to tweet. Everybody's got to see that. Tweet that. That's awesome.
And first of us said it to my wife. Hey, look what I was doing last night. Right? Yeah, well, we saw a new women's champion be crowned. By the way, we'll have Natty Neidhart in studio coming up at 1:20. This is a pre-booked spot. She's got a book coming out. Wrestling royalty, obviously,
right in front
from
of
the Hart family. So looking
the last
having,
Hart beating, I believe it's called. Yeah,
we'll get her thoughts on all this from last night. Obviously, go over her career. So we'll have some fun with that coming up at 1:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Trying to sift through this encyclopedia of an article from ESPN's Jeff Passan here, but there's plenty of stuff that you're going to want to take away from it as it pertains specifically to the Mets. And again, with the Yankees, with Grisham, it sounds like the Yankees want Grisham to accept that offer. If they don't, and I know you don't, so we could get to that at 11. I figure we save the baseball for 11. There's a lot in there, though, with the Mets and bullpen and possible trades, so we'll do that coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's get some more Giants calls in here, BT. 888-808-1019. John is in Belleville, New Jersey. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I just want to bring up 2 points, if you let me. The first is on that moron, Abdul Carter. You could show up to a wrestling event on time, awake, but you can't take your job seriously? That's a joke. That's disgusting.
And real quick, John, certainly let you finish. See, this is what I mean. There are a lot of people like John who work hard, and, you know, I don't know if you go to games, but I'm sure you have Giants merch if you don't. Like, you invest some money and a lot of energy and hope and time behind the Giants, and here's a guy who can't show up on time to do his job, but he's on time to do something else. Drives you nuts.
Yeah. This should be the call of the day. The Giants are running a circus. I love Cam Scataboo. He shouldn't have been there last night. They're acting like they're going to the playoffs. They're acting like they're a 500 team. This is a disgrace. The Giants are an embarrassment to themselves. Abdul Carter doesn't take his job seriously. I don't think his teammates are particularly fond of him. I mean, what is going on? And he's going to learn real quick how fast Giant fans will turn on him. I think 60% at least of Giant fans have turned on him already. How do you not take your job seriously as a first-round pick? It's disgusting.
I don't know.
How could you – good call, John. We appreciate that.
Thanks, buddy.
How could we take him seriously when he doesn't perform to the levels that he's – there have been repeated issues here with Abdul Carter. Is it the worst thing in the world that you ask for Lawrence Taylor's number? No, but it shows a lack of awareness and also a mindset that this guy thinks that he's just going to walk in and be given greatness.
Mm-hmm.
No. You got to earn that here. I don't know if that goes on at Penn State or wherever else you were in your life or other areas. Not here. So the fact that you would come in and have the balls to ask for any number, in particular, the number, as it pertains to the New York Football Giants, and then go out there and get trucked in the preseason and respond the way that you did, like a softie,
mm-hmm.
and then perform the way that you have throughout the entire course of the season where your best attribute is getting near a quarterback, and then to be missing the walkthroughs and falling asleep or whatever it may be repeatedly, and then showing up on TV with the championship belt with your team's 2-9, I personally would be embarrassed of what was out there.
Yep.
And would make sure that I've done everything I could to fix the perception of me.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that those things are all real things and you're number one.
And after yesterday, for me, it would have started by not going to Monday Night Raw and being involved in that. And you left off one thing. The reason why the Giants lose all these games is because of the defense.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
You know, it's funny too. When he asked for Lawrence's number, I kind of took it. I'm like, well, that's all right. It's definitely a little brazen. I'm like, that's a massive set of stones. Like, you don't ask for 56 unless you know you are the man. So I'm sitting here saying, all right, now I wanted the Giants to draft him. I thought he was going to be the rookie of the defensive rookie mm-hmm. of the year. I thought we were going to have all these accolades. I thought he was going to be a game breaker from week one. So it obviously hasn't worked out. And that's, listen, as a rookie, there's learning periods. I get it. Okay. But to me, what's even more worrisome, and I think on some level, Sal, even more indefensible about the Giants culture, is that none of the Giant veterans deemed it important enough to check him. Did you see what Deion Dawkins said?
No.
Yesterday?
No,
we got to play this at some point. About, who was it? One of their receivers for the Eagles who got benched, and not for a series, was a healthy scratch the other night, okay? And Dawkins was at his locker, and he said, we're men here. Like, it's basically, time to stop being a boy is over. We're tired of his antics. He's got to grow up.
You're talking about the Bills. Deion Dawkins.
What did I say?
You said the Eagles. Deion Dawkins.
The Bills.
Hoff, you can look that up and get the soundbite. We can play that.
He's pretty outspoken. Yeah. He said some stuff about the Jets back.
Yeah,
in the day.
I remember. Yeah,
yeah, he's the guy that likes to open up his mouth.
He said he needs to grow up. I'm just reading some of the stuff here. I didn't see that.
I love it. I mean, it was a very good characterization and reminder and reinforcement of the rules. Whereas with the Giants, not only does nobody check him, but nobody even woke the kid up. So. There's the stuff with Carter himself, which is a little worrisome, but the bigger issue is Giants have no leaders. None.
Corey is calling from Massapequa Park. What's up, Corey?
Hey, good morning, boys. How you doing?
Hey, Corey. What's happening, buddy? We're good.
Hey, 2 points. I have a comment on officiating at the end if we have time. Just regarding this whole situation. Listen, I know I'm a minority here. I don't hate the whole what occurred with the WWE thing. For me, you had Andrew Schultz there, a true New Yorker comedian. I feel like there is this kind of new age or this kind of young energy that a night like last night brings up. Now, I get, let's not have Cam in the front row, okay? Like, I get that, right, with his ankle and surgically repaired. I went to college in Massachusetts. I saw all four of those sports teams win. I love when I see other athletes going to other games, rooting for each other. I know this wasn't a sporting event, but I feel like there is something about the city and the culture and a little bit of a different energy with a night like last night.
Corey, I don't think anybody's disagreeing with that. I think that's a very fair assertion. And you don't even have to be winning to go to these other games and support the other teams. Just don't be pushing. And don't be getting pushed. That's it. If it came out, Cam was there and he was, seven rows back or he was in a suite, fantastic. Have a fun night.
Yeah, I don't think the issue is going to the event. I think it's being in a physical skit or whatever you want to call it with the injury. The Abdul Carter thing is just bad opt. Of all the Giants to go to this thing, Abdul Carter is the last Giant that any Giant fan wants to see doing anything other than sacking the quarterback. He's the last guy. You're sitting back and watching Monday Night Raw, if that's your thing, or you're waking up reading social media trying to get the news, and you see this. The last thing any Giant fan wants to see is Abdul Carter's face right now. The guy who reportedly fell asleep and missed a walkthrough. The guy who had to sit out a series for discipline because he'd been acting a fool dating back to when Brian Daboll was a head coach for weeks, and Kafka finally had the balls to at least do something about it, even if it is in a limited role. Nobody wants to see Abdul Carter's face right now other than on the football field trying to get to a quarterback. And then you see him there holding up the championship belt as the Giants are 2-9, and he's messing around with John Cena in Monday Night Raw, pushing Dominic Mysterio.
2-9 with the belt. I mean, that is priceless. You can't make that up.
Getting punked by the wrestlers.
Where's the self-awareness, man?
The wrestlers saying, you guys going to stop anybody this year on defense? You're going to play? Now you're going to start playing defense? And yeah. These guys are like, oh, yeah, okay, it's funny. Oh, you saw the Denver game too?
Man, you're blowing another lead, buddy. Hey, you're gonna imagine if he said you're going to get a full sack. I mean, why'd they stop there? There was more material.
They probably didn't know about it.
I hear you. God, that's just, the more you think about it, it's just sloppy.
I mean, they might not have even known who he was, honestly.
Because
he did go to Scataboo and was saying about the defense. He has no idea.
Well, that's even worse, because if he doesn't really know who Cam Scataboo is, and he might not, then he definitely doesn't know the severity of the injury, which means he probably didn't hold back on the push.
Oh, God. I honestly would never think that we'd be talking about this. You're going to love this article. I'm trying to sift through it.
Get some baseball going. Let's go.
We'll do some baseball hot stuff. We'll continue with the Giants stuff and Cam Scataboo, of course. We'll do some baseball hot stuff when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.